Okay, translation. While herding the very beautiful bulls, the Lord was the reservoir, the Lord who was the reservoir of all opulence and fortune, used to blow his flute and thus enliven his faithful followers, the cowherd boys. Okay, so then we go next slide here. So Papa's purpose. As he grew to 6 and 7 years old, the Lord was given charge of looking after the cows and bulls in the grazing grounds. So this is very interesting. We're not so expert in all these things, but in general, it's a very young age, very little, maybe like 4 years old or something. Or, you know, then Krishna and his friends would take care of the calves, little calves, and they would play. And I guess they wouldn't go too far, you know, you stay, but they would watch after the calves and go right out in the beginning and taking care of them, associating with them. So it's interesting that, I mean, as Krishna was growing up to 6 and 7 years old, the same little calves that they were taking care of were now 3 and 4 year old cows. And by that time, of course, they're getting quite big. So right away, we're inspired by the whole integrated nature of the community. You know, our modern world. So one analysis: how far your feet are from the ground. You got your shoes. You got your socks. And the shoes usually have several layers. Then after that, you're stepping on the rubber on the accelerator on your automobile. That connects up with the driving rod to some, you know, gas regulating device that goes to this, goes to that, goes to the drive shaft, goes to the wheels, goes to the tires, goes to the road, goes to the asphalt, goes to the cement, goes to the something else, you know. And so we're so far away. You even ask people, when's the last time you walked barefooted on the grass, you know? And then for the animals. You know, there's no possibility of human civilization without integration with the animals. And there's not something distant and impersonal. You know? So we should have very, very tight, practical connection, you know, and integration with the animals, just like eating and sleeping. The animals should be a part of our life. So the little cowherd boys, they're very naturally, were just growing up with the cows. They knew them all. They knew each other. You know? And so as he grew to 6 and 7 years old, the Lord was given charge of looking after the cows and bulls in the grazing grounds. Okay. He was the son of a well-to-do landholder who owned hundreds and thousands of cows. And according to Vedic economics, one is considered to be a rich man by the store of his strength of grains and cows. Yeah, by the store of his strength of grains and cows. With only these two things, cows and grain, humanity can solve its eating problem, like that. Of course, other things like fruits and vegetables, and in a natural environment in the forest, most of these are actually, you don't even have to cultivate them, you know, so much. They grow, you know, naturally, and you can harvest them naturally in a tropical environment like that. Unlimited nice things like that. And a little processing, maybe steaming or boiling. You know, from the banana trees. To grow a banana tree, is all you have to do is just keep, you know, taking a cutting off and put it in the ground. You need a weed whipper to keep the weeds down, and that's it. You have unlimited number of bananas, banana flowers, banana bark, and all these things like that. So actually the economic problem of eating becomes very simple. And then Prabhupada said you just take four posts from the forest. You find some old, maybe fallen trees that are pretty solid. Maybe put some water in the ground to soften it, then dig it up, make a little bit of a hole, post hole. You put your four posts in the ground. And you take fibers from some tree and make some basic, you know, network there. And then after that, you can just take leaves and compound them on top, like palm leaves or banana leaves or whatever, if you know what you're doing. And make a very, very nice little cottage by the side of a river. Plant a tulsi plant and chant Hare Krishna. And depend on whatever food Krishna sends. You know? But again, fruits and roots are just naturally available. And then if you cultivate them, then grains, you know, they can be stored then for several years. You know? In Vastu, in the northeast corner of your house, you have a big basement. In the southwest corner, you don't. You know? But the northeast, that's where earth is. So you don't want any holes in the earth. You want big storage lockers with no windows and a lot of, you know, connection to the earth in the southwest corner. But in northeast, yeah, you do have a basement. And the basement, you have very, very nice big golden or copper, you know, pots full of stores of grains, maybe like 4 foot tall pots or something, stores of grains and ghee. And of course, ghee also can last for a long time, you know. And so then you're walking around, your consciousness, we're always conscious of our house, where we are, it's in the background. And so if in the basement there's stores of nice silk cloth and ghee and grains, there's always peace. There's no fear about the future or the economy or these things like that and so on. And of course the cow is producing fresh milk, you know. So very, very simple process, you know. But it's Kali Yuga, so nobody will take it to it, okay. So Nanda Maharaj is a very opulent fellow. Human society needs only sufficient grain and sufficient cows to solve its economic problems. All other things but these two are artificial necessities, you know, created by man to kill his valuable life at the human level and waste his time in things which are not needed. And so here we went up looking at a few things. For example, in the picture you can probably see we have a little tube of lipstick there, which appears to be a dynamic fellow rotating. I mentioned before, one time we were going in with Jai Krishna to buy some things, and we went into some, I think it's some medicine in the drugstore. So we went in there, and it was the first time I ever noticed it, you know, but it was an entire row of lipstick like that. I mean, and so many different shades and subtle shades and combinations and so many different, you know, what's the word, mystiques attached to each one by the name, the different brands, you know. And you know, probably even says that. He says the money is wasted by spending so much money. I don't know how much it costs. Maybe somebody later on can inform us how much one stick of lipstick costs, like that, you know. And then cigars. We have a whole thing here of cigars, you know. Because we eat too much, our senses have pressure on them. They feel uncomfortable. We have too much energy in the senses. And so therefore, nicotine has this effect of tranquilizing the senses at the same time stimulating the cerebral cortex. So when you smoke and stuff like that, it poisons your senses, so they're not feeling pain, you know, from not being engaged. At the same time, it stimulates your brain so you can start thinking about all kinds of things. Your mind will think about this, think about that, think about this, think about that. But of course, it may not necessarily be so much intelligence, you know? But at least your mind is not lethargic, and so then you can sit in the smoking room with a gentleman and smoke cigars and talk about the war and talk about this person and that person and politics and so on and write pages of useless literature, so on. Yeah. Unnecessary. And then transportation, you know, we can walk, you know. If we live in the tropical zone where human beings are supposed to live and we're satisfying the demigods, you know, so the environment becomes, you know, a nice in terms of the earth, the sun, the everything else, prana, the plants, you know. And the plants are happy and the animals are happy, okay. Then you can walk. Lokanath Maharaj says he didn't go more.